I was a skinny little girl that my father used to tease looked like a mosquito in a wrestling jacket, is how he put it. And there was a song, and it had a line in it. This song gave me a kind of anxiety about whether or not I would be perceived of as attractive. I, and many African Americans, have a grandmother who I say was big as three houses. And so my idea of the quintessential beautiful woman and the quintessentially powerful woman is that large black grandmother. When she cut every sandwich I ate into a shape, she was saying, "You are valuable." She was saying, "I love you." I arrived at Harvard and I think I weighed 118 pounds. That first year at Harvard, got to 109 pounds and continued on my life. So it wasn't until I was about 37 years old that I ever began to have a serious weight problem. And that year, when I was 37, I put on, it was also the year I remarried my second husband, and I put on 40 to 60 pounds. And it went up from there. My second husband truly embraced his rural southern black roots, and he was absolutely down for his wife and the gorgeousness of big curves. And it was interesting to me that I knew I liked it because I felt big and strong. I wanted to be under 200 pounds, fit and fabulous. My own husband pushed back some when I was losing weight, and I had to defiantly tell him, if I cannot stay married to you and lose 30 pounds, I will divorce you. Because I had to make a new set of decisions, or wanted to, based on my health.
Where is this coming from?
I thought I was a bad role model for my daughter. Okay. That I thought if I stayed that big, when she wanted to be big and strong, she would want to be like me and 200 and some pounds. And I knew that that wasn't as healthy as it could be. I had a problem with not exercising, which I think does go back in the black context to this issue of complexities about having my physical labor or the physical labor of my family members exploited historically. So I had a different attitude towards exercise that wasn't helping me, and I wasn't getting enough sleep. I got up at 5:30 this morning and started working. My whole life, I'm 53 years old, I've been working and sleeping only 5 hours since I was in middle school.
Yeah, and how did your husband respond?
He's a loving, compassionate man. So he certainly got on the plan when I made it really clear that this was extremely important to me. And one of the sweetest things he's done is when we travel, sometimes I don't like going to work out in hotel fitness rooms because I feel like those are sort of a quote-unquote skinny white girl territory, that I'm not fit enough to be seen in them. Nor do I have many images of women like me in them. But David goes, and he's 6'5", very healthy, was a rower. And he sits there and reads the newspaper and cheers me on. And he literally has cheers. And that, and he makes it so safe for me to be there.
Don't walk ahead of that woman like she don't belong to you. Just cause her got them little skinny legs. You know that ain't no way to do.
You have a new book out. Is it Ada's Rules or Ada's Rules?
Ada's Rules. No, Ada. But Ada is just a wonderful, it's a curvy name. A's are big curvy letters, as is D, and it's sort of perfectly balanced. I gave a lot of thought to her name. Also sort of brings to mind the American Diabetes Association.
Okay, and so tell me about the book.
The novel is a story of a black preacher's wife who has 100 pounds to lose, but she is writing this book over the course of her year adventure, losing 100 pounds, perhaps in preparation for an affair. I wrote the book I wanted to read when I was trying to get under 200 pounds, and that book was not out there. There was no diet book, no novel that was telling me what I needed to know. I want to get us all moving, eating healthily, eating creatively, and using art as a way to create the kind of whimsical, joyful, optimistic environment that makes change possible. Because the numbers are depressing. The numbers are debilitating. The numbers will freeze you. But we got to get past the numbers. We've got to get to the spirit.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
you want to act like that man ain't yours? That's cause he's walking with you with them raggedy clothes. Man just forgot to get his suit out the cleaners, that's all. All right. All right. Act like that man don't belong to you.